Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. As always, our commitment is to deliver urologists and allied health professionals timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty. Our exclusive interviews bring expert analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives to help our listeners practice more efficiently. I'm your host and assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Stacy Loeb. She discusses a recent study regarding environmental impact of urology conferences, which was presented recently at the 2021 American Urological Association annual meeting, and how urologists can be more sustainable in the workplace. Loeb is a professor in the departments of urology and population health at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine in New York City, New York. So what are some associations between urologic conditions and the environment?
Well, really, all of human health is very inextricably linked with environmental health. The quality of the air we breathe has a great impact on, of course, respiratory health, but also cardiovascular health, renal health. In the field of urology, these things can also make a difference. For example, there are studies projecting a significant increase in the amount of kidney stones in the future due to climate change, because warmer temperatures mean more kidney stones. So this is going to have wide ripple effects all through healthcare.
And so what can urologists do to reduce their environmental footprint?
I think there's a lot we can do really in all parts of the job. One thing that we've been studying recently is the environmental impact of travel for urology conferences. We had a publication reporting on just how many carbon emissions were saved from the AUA and EAU meetings going virtual for a year. And that was really only considering just travel-related emissions, which is just one piece of the puzzle. But even so, it was about 15,000 and 11,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide that were saved. So this is a huge amount, the equivalent of more than 5,800 passenger vehicles driven for a year. More recently, we have a paper that's in press at the Journal of Urology looking at the environmental footprint of travel for residency interviews in urology. And again, you know, we showed quite a significant impact in terms of carbon emissions as well as cost. So there's definitely some real important reasons why having virtual meetings or offering hybrid options could be great for participants in terms of reducing the burden associated with travel as well as the cost and the environmental footprint. Beyond that, you know, if you're hosting conferences, there's a lot of recommendations published online in terms of how to have greener conferences, not having a lot of printed materials. Even the catering services are very important. And this would apply to conferences as well as hospitals. And more generally, the food, it has a significant environmental footprint. More plant-based foods is more environmentally sustainable. So having more of those options at meetings. And, you know, the good news is that plant-based diets are also better for overall health as well. We just had a big press conference at the AUA meeting with several studies suggesting plant-based diets were associated with a lower risk of erectile dysfunction, lower risk of elevated PSA, and a lower risk of aggressive prostate cancer. So good news, you know, what's good for the planet also appears to be good for a lot of the really highest burden urology conditions we see. And I think it's so interesting how all this ties together. You know, for example, we know that intake of meat is not only associated with prostate cancer and erectile dysfunction, but also increases the risk of kidney stones. Meanwhile, meat is one of the heaviest foods in terms of burden to the environment. So it is really eating meat is increasing risk of kidney stones at the individual level, but also at a societal level, because the more that climate change occurs, then kidney stone prevalence will increase. So bottom line, there's really no way to separate all of the things that we do. But I think we can all be more conscious on a day-to-day basis in terms of our own environmental footprint and just making better choices. if you're at an in-person meeting, you can stay at a hotel that's closer to the conference and that has less emissions. You can use public transportation, you know, taking the key out of the hotel room slot so that the lights and the energy are not being used while you're out of the hotel room all day. So in our daily lives, there's so much that we can do. And the same thing applies at work. If you're using various things in the operating room, you know, not opening the packages up until you've determined what is needed for the case so that there's not a lot of extra wasted materials. And a lot of people have been doing some initiatives on this, you know, trying to reduce operating room waste and other kinds of waste. Definitely reducing the amount of printed materials at urology conferences, converting things to virtual. I think that was definitely precipitated a lot by the pandemic, but now as everybody has gotten more comfortable with these mechanisms, hopefully in the future, there will be a lot more virtual options. And of course, telemedicine. There's been some really interesting studies in the literature about the environmental footprint of clinic visits, you know, and here in New York City, somebody might be in the car 2 hours trying to come see me the way things are here. So being able to meet through telemedicine is a lot more convenient for both of us and saves on all that transportation. So I think telemedicine is another great trend that can help.
Could you describe some of the study's key findings and maybe expand on the importance of its findings?
Absolutely. So what we did is we determined where all of the participants came from to the American Urological Association and European Association of Urology meetings and used that information to estimate the number of carbon emissions associated with travel to the conferences and from the conferences from those respective locations. So these are really just estimations since we don't know necessarily how people got there. We did make some assumptions about whether you would drive or potentially take a train or a plane. So, but this is just more so even for a hypothetical experiment, just to show the type of scale that we're talking about here. And so, you know, a savings of 15,000 or 11,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide is a lot. That's more than 5,600 passenger vehicles driven for a year. That's the same emissions from 3 million gallons of gasoline. So it's quite a significant burden. And that only accounts for travel-related emissions from participants. We did not account for, you know, vendors at the exhibition hall, staff who are working on the conference, or the many other factors related to the conference, printed conference materials, transportation to and from the hotel to the meeting facility, energy that's used in the convention center, and food-related emissions from the catering services. So really, these are underestimates, if anything, of the true burden that having an in-person meeting really has for the environment. On the flip side, you know, there are some studies showing, you know, that fewer people would be interested in submitting an abstract to a virtual meeting. And certainly we all miss the camaraderie of seeing each other in person. So that's not to say that in-person meetings don't have some advantages and a place, but it is an interesting consideration.
And lastly, Dr. Loeb, is there anything else you feel our audience should know about this topic?
I think we're only at the beginning of looking into this and learning about this. So I would encourage other people to think about their own routines in the operating room, in the clinic, going to conferences, hosting conferences, doing interviews, and where could each one of us even slightly cut back? Because we really do need to take dramatic action for climate change. There is no planet B. And collectively, small individual actions could make a big difference.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.